Good morning, you're waking up with the zoo. We have a special guest in with us today. We have Dr. Ganey from the Randolph County School. How are you, Dr. Ganey?
I'm doing fine.
All right, so let's get started. What is on the agenda for December, going up through the holidays? What's going on?
Well, we have several administrative changes in our schools. Begin with Ashley Barr will be coming at the end of December to be the new principal at Randolph Elementary School. Very excited for her to join our school system. She's coming from a principal position in Davidson County Schools. Also, starting at the beginning of January, Katie Henderson, who's been an assistant principal at Coleridge Elementary School and Seagrove Elementary School, will be the interim principal at Coleridge Elementary School for the rest of the school year. Two retirees are joining us at Eastern Randolph High School. John Sheldon will be a 50% assistant principal. He retired from us several years ago at Randolph High School as assistant principal. He's coming back to help us for the second half of the year. And an individual by the name of Frank Thompson with a lot of experience as a school administrator from Lee County Schools. He's going to do the other 50% of the assistant principal role at Eastern Randolph High School for the second half of the year. That all has happened because Susan Chappell has moved effective January 1 from being assistant principal at Eastern Randolph High School to be principal of Randolph High School. So very excited for them. Wanda Anders, want to say a big thank you to her. She is currently serving as interim principal at Randolph Elementary School and will till we get out for the holidays. So just very excited to have these individuals join us, and want to say a big thank you to Wanda Anders for stepping in and being the interim starting about November 20th when she stepped in at Randolph Elementary School. So excited about some of those changes. Also at the board meeting the other night, I had a chance to recognize a student for some special artwork, Rena Brower, 7th grader at Southeastern Randolph Middle School. Her art teacher is Connie Albright. I don't know if the public knows this, but every year we kind of do a little competition of who's going to design the school system's Christmas card. And Rihanna did the Christmas card. Very excited for her and to be recognized and just appreciate her great work and just fantastic. The Christmas card, I mean, if you saw it, you'd think you were getting it out of Hallmark.
She's
such a talented individual. She's just a great example of the many talented children we have in this mm-hmm. system in the arts.
All right. What else is going on? We'll be closing up for the holiday soon. So let's tell everyone about when school's going to get out for Christmas, when it's going to start back in January.
Well, we will close on December 20th. Okay. We'll officially close all offices at 5 o'clock on December the 20th. And we will open back up for staff on January 3rd.
Okay.
Most staff will be back on January 3rd. A few will be back on January 2nd. It's the way our calendar is and the type of leave days there are. But the students mm-hmm. return on January the 6th. So very excited about that. And just excited to get a break for everybody and just appreciate all the hard work everybody's put in so far this year. And I think it'll be a great holiday.
All right. What else is on the calendar?
Well, Monday night at the board meeting, we recognized, I want to say it's about 13 grant recipients. We have an teacher endowment grants that we award people every year in December, mm-hmm. and it's through our partnership with the North Carolina Community Foundation. It was great to see the teachers. Teachers apply for, do applications for grants and different things they're going to work on in their classrooms or in their schools. And 13 people were recognized the other night. Teachers, always a great night. Actually, there was a principal who applied for a grant and received one for her school as well. We also recognized some students. Some very special chorus students who were selected for the 72nd annual J. Elwood Roberts Mars Hill University Choral Festival. It's an honors chorus, and let me share the names with you. Dylan York, Eastern Randolph High School, Amber Booth, Randolph High School, Jacob Ashley and Ashlyn Trotter from Southwestern Randolph High School, and J.R. Mullis and Brian Rayner from Wheatmore High School. And what's really special about this is over 1,500 kids applied or auditioned for this honors chorus, and 250 were selected. They will participate in a festival in February, on February 7th and 8th, and there'll be a culminating end concert February the 8th at 3 o'clock at Morris Hill. So very excited for those students and just want to congratulate them for a great honor and all their teachers at the school level who prepared them to be able to successfully be selected for this honors course.
That's amazing.
So we have a couple other things coming up.
Okay.
We're getting ready to work on Archdale Trinity Middle School on the naming, the future name of that. Mm-hmm. We have a new Trinity Middle School that will be open in August of 2021. And so going to when we come back from the holidays, we'll be working through the board policy and the process for looking at a new name for Archdale Trinity Middle School.
Okay.
We've heard that from the community that now that the new middle school will be Trinity Middle School, that we'd like some attention to the name of the current middle school up there and see if there should be some revision. Randolph High School football team, I want to say a big thank you for the great leadership by Shane Handy and his staff. They made it to the Eastern Finals 1 week after Thanksgiving, which is a big mark for high school football. A lot of football coaches love to be playing at Thanksgiving weekend or later, and Shane and his kids got past Thanksgiving. I want to say their overall record was 14-1. I'm thinking that was where it ended, but they only have one loss all year long, which was the final game, and played a great game, pull it out. And finally, I want to give a big shout out to one of the all-time great individuals that has coached high school basketball in the state of North Carolina. Tim Kelly is closing in on 600 wins. He's at Trinity High School. Just want to give a big shout out to him, because that is a tremendous honor. Great credit to him and his kids and the coaches that have worked with him all these years. Tim is just a wonderful coach, and he is closing in on 600 wins, and just very proud of him, and just want to just give a big shout out and say congratulations as you reach this great milestone, and thank you for all your great work with kids over the years.
All right. Is there anything else we'd like to catch up on before we come back in January?
I think that covers it. We're having just hard work every day and trying to help kids have great times in school and prepare for their futures. And I just want to say thank you to all our staff members, because all of them have different roles in the schools, and everybody every day, what I see is everybody's working hard on behalf of kids, and our kids are responding. And so it's a great, great place to be and a great environment. And it's just great to see the wonderful things going on in schools.
Yes. And I hope all of you have a great holiday season, and we'll be back with you in January to catch up on what's going on in the new year.
Okay. So
thanks for being with us, Dr. Ganey.
Thank you.